Ask the Mayor Public Affairs Program. Thank you, Mayor, for the email regarding our statewide fire ban. Things are dry, low humidity, winds are up there, so we issued a ban.
And we followed the state lead and the county lead. The state issued that fire ban, and then the county did the same thing. Our fire chief, Ryan Gearhart, at the beginning of the week, saying we need to address this. So I issued an emergency ban on outdoor fires because it is very dry. You know, the Christmas parade, the weather was great, good temperatures, dry. Along with that, we haven't had rain, and these leaves are just crisp, dry fuel for fires.
We've had some questions on our Facebook page regarding fire pits. Are they banned?
Yes, they are. I have an outdoor fireplace at my house, and I will not be burning the fire because that wood can generate embers, and they can go up into the air and come down at a remote site and start a forest fire. Fire pits are not allowed while we're in this situation. About 3 years ago, the North Carolina Forest Department put on a workshop here in Highlands about how homeowners can protect their homes from forest fires, about raking leaves away from your foundation. A great evening planned. They had pizza for dinner and everything, and we had no one show up for the workshop. In these kind of situations, we need to be very concerned about accidental burning and fires. Some people tend to want to burn leaves during this time of year. That is absolutely prohibited under this fire ban. We just can't take a chance of setting off a forest fire like we've seen in McDowell County and other areas in Western Carolina. Is when will this be lifted? And my answer is when we get rain and we go back to normal conditions for this time of year where we have a lot of moisture on the ground and in the air.
I was traveling and trying to get into the biological center, and the paving of that road is extraordinary. Now I can get through there without getting a chiropractic adjustment.
Right.
Why are we paving? This is the question I guess someone came up with. Our road paving is finished, but why are we paving unpaved roads when other roads should be addressed?
We have finished our road paving for the year with the completion at the end of the week with Upper Lake Road. As I've said before, and Lamar Nix even said the same thing to me this week, we'll need to go back and do a lot of dressing with rock on the side of the new paving. But the answer to that question is we've had a vigorous road paving program now for 3 years. It will continue. The priority in the first several years was resurfacing roads, like on Chalwin Road, Sherwood Forest this year, which was resurfaced. We paved part of Oak Street, one by the alley near the skating rink, and the other part going down toward the Bascom. But there's another part of Oak Street now in front of the Highlands newspaper and in the fire department that needs to be repaved. And that's on our list for next year. We will continue to address the idea of paving unpaved roads, which contribute to our sedimentation problems. Old Wall Hollow Road, it has never been paved. And as I've said before, we continually take our road grader to try to improve the unpaved roads, only to see rain wash away more gravel and dirt. And the ultimate solution for controlling that sedimentation is paving those roads. And that's what the plan is. Wherever we can, you have to kind of, I think, weigh the environmental issues with the aesthetic issues of having the old traditional mountain road.
COVID-19 and now Omicron, we are monitoring that. Obviously, we have to.
I had a meeting with Tom Neal, our hospital CEO, this past week. Went out and visited the hospital. The hospital really seems to be making some great progress and doing very well. I was really pleased to see some of the new programs they're doing, the resumption of surgery. Tom showed me some of the things that they had improved in the surgical unit. I encourage everyone to support our hospital. They're really doing a great job of trying to provide services for this community. But we had that conversation about the Omicron variant, and we were both saying we should be monitoring that and being prepared to respond. But right now, while it has been identified in certain states, we're still not completely sure what will be the impact. I'm sure Tom, the medical people, the public health people will be tracking that and responding appropriately.
Now, of course, check the town for COVID-19 testing and also the vaccines that are being distributed too. Any questions coming up about short-term rentals?
I fielded an email question this week, and somebody was really wanting a lot of specific information about the forms we've prepared and this and that. And my response is that we had that meeting, the joint meeting with the planning board and the town board, where our attorneys presented a draft of a conceptual framework for addressing the short-term rental issue. That is simply a proposal, a concept, a draft as the attorneys presented it. It is based on, though, the existing ordinances in the UDO information that we already have on the books. But nothing has been acted upon. I know the planning board will be reviewing this proposal and looking at the various aspects of what the lawyers presented in the coming weeks. They will then make a recommendation to the town board on various aspects of that draft. And then the town board will have to go through and review it. We're not there yet, and there are not a lot of specifics that I could communicate to anyone. We're still reviewing it, and the people that are charged with the review right now is our planning board.
Well, we were given that on the Sunshine List, and it's taken me days just to go through it, just to try to understand where we're at.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm becoming like the mayor when you say that you're driving around, seeing how things are being built and how everything, all the construction's going on. I was at the post office and looked at the fire department building. Hey, the roof is, they're getting the stanchions up.
They're trying to dry it in, turning the corner on that so they can continue to work indoors this winter and have that new fire department ready to go online toward the end of the year.
On your mayor on duty and concerning construction noise and a lot of leaf blowers, and what's been the response?
Right. I wrote an article kind of in reaction to what I observed on Thanksgiving Day. We had some contractors doing construction work on, to me, a special holiday, and I think it's kind of disturbing for people who live in the neighborhoods. And, you know, we've always been a retreat community, especially you come up or you're here on the weekends, you don't want to be disturbed by construction noise and leaf blowers. I've gotten a lot of feedback about people that share the concern that there needs to be some restraint on the use of leaf blowers by contractors. My observation was that on Saturday of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, I could hear about a mile away from my house leaf blowers going on and on and on a Saturday afternoon, that the town board needs to look at as we go into the new year.
I was heading past the Ugly Dog Pub and heading toward the Highlands Plaza, and then some leaf blowers were there at a regular time around noon, but they were blowing the leaves right into my car as I was driving by, so they have to watch out.
Contractors are working on business days, but when you get into the weekends and into the late afternoons and you're still hearing that, I think a lot of people find that to be rather kind of disconcerting and disturbing.
I think one of the favorite stations, along, of course, with WHLC, is the NPR's 103.3. They were off the air.
They've been off the air all week. On Thursday, I called their headquarters in Asheville and said, what's going on? I was concerned that maybe they decided to take their transmitter and go home and not serve the Highlands cashier's area. The folks there were very nice and explained that they've had a technical problem, a failure of their transmitter, and they're trying to get it back up as soon as possible. It's a serious problem, but they're the victim of what we're all the victim of now, and that is they have a supply chain problem. Probably a necessary part that has been ordered, and they say, well, we'll get it to you when we can. We're still dealing with that with our town. We're trying to keep up with all the parts we can possibly get. Sometimes we want something ordered so we can have a backup. But with that said, I go downtown and see a lot of people carrying big loaded shopping bags of people shopping in our downtown area. And I think this is a great place to come during the Christmas season, get away from those crowded malls in Atlanta, come shop in Highlands. And I'm sure that our merchants have an item that you need for Christmas. So I encourage everybody to continue shopping in the downtown area.
Now, we started off the program with the state ban for burning. Just reiterate that we're under a state ban.
No burning outside. That's the ban, because it is so dry. The forest people and the fire responders are very concerned about these wildfires. We've had two, one over in McDowell County this past week, and then yet another one popped up. They can occur anywhere. They can be very difficult to control because of this rugged and remote terrain. They've asked everyone to do, and that is just to hold off on the fires. I know it's a great time of the year, the Christmas time, where a fire is so wonderful. And hopefully we'll get some rain this coming week, and this situation will be changed.